had no time to waste. Let's go. You are now listening to Jason Anderson, and you are in the zone.
You're in the zone with Jason Anderson on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
2-2. Up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Into score is Fletcher. His brother David around third. He will score. Nicky Lopez comes through. It's a four-run top of the 10th and a 6-2 lead for Mike Piazza's team.
You're in the zone on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Yeah.
A Thursday edition of The Zone right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you, Josh Briscoe and Beards. We head up until 12:30 today right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Is a lot of stuff to get into, a little bit of time. We're heading to 12:30 because the KU Radio Network pregame as KU gets ready for West Virginia today. 4.5-point favorites are the Jayhawks. That game, I don't know, roughly 2:30. We'll see what time they tip off after Baylor and Iowa State. But we will be done at 12:30 today as we are hanging out at Rally House at Power and Light District. And look, Rally House, a premier destination to shop for your favorite team's gear this March, and no better time to gear up when you're heading across the street here to the T-Mobile Center and getting ready for the Big 12 tournament. They've got everything you need down here, other Big 12 schools as well. So if you're in the area and looking for some gear, they've got that as well. They've got some soccer kits. They've got the Chiefs and Royals. And
cheaper than I thought they'd be. Look at you, Rally House.
I know, right? Well done. They're rallying everybody together in this Big House, jerseys to hats, windbreakers, and tees, everything in between. Nowhere better to gear up in the postseason than Rally House. And we are gearing up for what should be an awesome day of basketball today. Throughout the day, there's games going on. The Big East tournament gets underway in like an hour. The Big 12, at least the day's games, it's already underway. So the Big 12 already underway, every other tournament underway. But the games today starting up here very soon. And looking forward to what today can bring. Certainly around here with the Big 12 tournament. 913-912-4810. Again, we go till 12:30, 11 o'clock. We'll talk with Matt Lane, KC Sports Network, KC Laboratory Podcast. We will talk with him some NFL football, Chiefs football, Orlando Brown, Frank Clark, Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman, other moves to make, Chris Jones, extending, trading, all the different things that may come up over the next week or so as the league year starting 6 days, less than a week before the league year. And on Monday is when the legal negotiating period starts. They used to call it the legal tampering period, but is it tampering if it's legal now? So it's not. So now they just went ahead and changed it to a more appropriate name of the legal negotiating period that is going to start on Monday. And then when the league year starts on Wednesday, we'll see what the Chiefs end up doing. We'll see with the money that they have, that they saved with Frank Clark, that they did not give to Orlando Brown. Does that make them players on the free agent market? Do they do anything with Patrick Mahomes? They have till the 19th. So technically the 18th at 11:59 Eastern time to get something done with Patrick Mahomes if they want to restructure his contract and save a little cap space there. They got a while with Chris Jones. But so we'll be talking with Matt Lane about all of those things and more throughout that conversation. 913-912-4810. There is Davidson or Miami and Toledo playing right now. So got a little Maction going on ESPN Plus. So there are games taking place right now, all day today and tonight, tomorrow into Saturday, and then of course Selection Sunday. Look, the Big 12 tournament, live coverage of the Big 12 tournament, brought to you by Barstool Sportsbook, Inside Hollywood Casino, Greenlight Dispensary, Jay Rieger and Company, CBD, American Shaman, and Miller Lite. And we've got the Fan Fest Hoops Central at Power and Light going on that will be a big part of. And looking forward to that. The man sitting next to me will be a big part of that. So
warming up.
What is your plan? We get done at 12:30.
Yeah.
We get done here. You are then going to be escorted by security.
That's my hope.
To the stage.
Yeah.
And then you do what?
Well, again, the most important part is when I am escorted from here to the stage, and specifically do ignore the throngs of ravenous fans, not of just Iowa State or...
Yeah.
I had to walk through... Big 12 tournaments arrived, everybody. I had to just go ahead and forearm shiver through about 19 different Iowa State fans just to get from point A to point B.
That's right, yeah.
It's just, that's how it works. I'm used to seeing a lot of red and gold around here. The Cyclone Edition is, well, it's cyclonic. They're sort of a, a naturally occurring, I don't even want to say disaster, because they're a good time. Iowa State fans are a good time. But they're cyclonic. And then once I get up to the stage, I think at that point it's just going to be kind of, you know, letting the music take over, letting my body do the talking, really.
That's right.
Kind of thinking an interpretive dance routine to get everybody really kind of in the right basketball mood.
Yes, that
makes
sense.
I'll probably do a few thunderous dunks as I'm used to doing. I might see if I can get a 12-foot one down while we're out there.
And, jumping off the stage.
Off the stage, actually. Hey, you know what?
Goal. Yeah.
Hey, we might have just stumbled into a good idea.
Or a bad idea.
Mm. Drake just gave me the finger over the mouth, which makes me think that this is like a liability issue. Like I could lose an ACL.
No, the finger over the mouth is don't write a check. Your body is not going to be able to cash.
Well, that's true. But
I would worry about you just jumping off the stage anyway.
Yes,
let alone
me too.
Jumping off the stage, basketball in hand, trying to dunk a basketball on a 12-foot goal and then landing.
But you know what the kids are saying all these days, Jason? You got to do it for the Vine. And I'm trying still to get my Vine reputation on track. It's the new big thing. So I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do it for the Vine.
Josh.
And if someone could pre-dial the pre-dial some services for me.
Hey,
yes,
Josh.
Yes, Beards.
Yes. I have bad news.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Vine's been dead for about like 6 years.
What?
Yeah.
Says who?
Vine
Since
does.
Since when?
Oh, I remember my favorite part of Vine was the WhatsApp commercial that they did.
Yes, the
Vine
WhatsApp.
Yeah, that was great, man.
The
WhatsApp commercial. The choice of a new generation was Vine.
Vine was incredible.
I remember that campaign.
It automatically
that they did.
Made you friends with Tom. That was awesome. Tom from Vine.
Yep. You could rank your top 10 Vine friends.
Yes, that's the best way to do it.
And you could have your whole page set up with music there and different things. And you didn't have like relationship status. You would just know if you were still in a relationship with somebody based on the friends. Your significant other was always number one. But if you went to somebody's page and that significant other wasn't in the top 10 anymore, boom, they broke up. You
all
didn't have a Facebook, relationship status if it's complicated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's complicated. Man, that really was complicated. I have a piece of borderline Beards. I want the breaking news if I could get it. I have a piece of NFL news that I actually think is, like, perfectly relevant to us.
Okay.
And then we can sink back into the Big 12 tournament and all that.
And the Bill Self news.
Well, yeah, that is
no doubt people have probably already heard.
Much
but
more serious than
yes, but,
we've been so far.
But go ahead, because we'll get more into that. That'll be more of the topic. But
I've got some breaking NFL news that might be interesting to Chiefs fans.
Thank you.
Jets are releasing wide receiver Braxton Berrios at the start of the league year next week, per Adam Schefter. The two sides discussed the restructuring of his contract, but were unable to reach an agreement. His release will save $5 million against the Jets' cap. I mentioned that because Braxton Berrios, Kansas City Chief, is perfect.
Is it?
So just another name to add to the wide receiver market. I feel like that one could make a lot of sense.
Braxton Berrios, Miami Hurricane is what I think of. I don't think of Braxton Berrios, Jet, or Chief, I think of the Miami Hurricanes. That's what I think of. So, big news, Braxton Berrios. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
thank
not the biggest
that.
News of the
no,
day or anything, but look, we're talking about the receiver market a lot. And I actually think that one, let's keep an eye on that.
All right, so the big news that's going on around here at the Big 12 tournament, the news that started to come out about an hour ago on Twitter, and a lot of speculation that's on Twitter that we are not going to get into at all, because all I'm going to go off of is what the university has said, and that is that Kansas men's basketball coach Bill Self will miss today's Big 12 tournament game as he recovers from an illness. Assistant coach Norm Roberts will serve as the acting head coach. Self is doing well and receiving great care at the University of Kansas Health System. Now, we're not going to speculate on what's going on, but first of all, you hope for nothing but the best. That is the best possible outcome. The second thing that I think of is, he's recovering from an illness, but he's at the University of Kansas Health System. He's not under the weather. It's not something where he's dealing with maybe in his hotel room, that it took a trip to the hospital that he is still currently at and will not coach. All it says is today.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know about tomorrow if they win today against West Virginia. We don't know about on to Saturday if they win against Baylor or Iowa State tomorrow. We have no idea. All we know is that Bill Self will not coach today against West Virginia due to an illness. As he recovers, Coach Norm Roberts will serve as the acting head coach, And the last part of the release says, Self is doing well and receiving great care at the University of Kansas Health System. Now, there's a lot of speculation going on online that we will not get into. We will just simply talk about what it means now for KU today with the statement saying he is doing well.
Right. That's the only bit of speculation I wanted to add was
yes.
The phrase self is doing well is not something you say if it's looking more dire now
yes.
than it was when it all began. So a positive direction is about yeah. all you can ask for this early into learning about but it seems like a medical emergency
yes.
at this point. And again, illness being the term from KU.
Yeah. You don't look at a self-imposed suspension as something that can help you down the road when it's happening. Sometimes you look at an injury that happens during the season to a star player and everybody else steps up and starts to take on a bigger role, then that star player comes back and you're like, you know what? They might be the better for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night they were trying to talk about Avery Anderson with Oklahoma State and like, you know what? They could be the better for Avery Anderson, you know, breaking his wrist and having surgery. And it's like, yeah, but he may not play again this year. That's not a good thing because other guys have stepped up. Now, if they get Avery Anderson back, they're going to test him again tomorrow. Not today. They're going to test him again tomorrow. He has resumed basketball activities, has Avery Anderson with Oklahoma State, but they're going to check him out again on Friday. We'll see. Now, if he comes back and plays on Friday or something, then yeah, I could see that. I bring that up because Norm Roberts coaching today.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Self, self-imposed suspension of missing those games. It is not like this team has not. Thanks for the double negative, Jason. It is not like this team has not had experience with Norm Roberts as the head coach walking the sideline as opposed to Bill Self. It will not be a culture shock that the team goes out there and Norm Roberts is the one leading the huddle, that Norm Roberts is the one talking to the players as they're coming off the court or, you know, talking to the officials or what have you, coming up with different substitution strategies and things like that. They have done this before. So that's the first thought. Norm Roberts and Norm Roberts has been in this position, so it's not like he walks out there, you know, handshaking
right.
and nervous and not knowing what to do. And like, he's a very experienced coach, okay, and he's done this already this year. So that's the first part of it. The second part of it is, I talked about this yesterday with West Virginia and Texas Tech, that there's such an unknown of the emotions of players.
Yep.
Like, the emotions of players heading into the tournament, you have a pretty good idea when everything is going exactly as planned. They're going to show up, they're going to play their tails off, and they're going to go out there and try to win a basketball game. They're not going to be going through the motions or just sort of like, we'll see what happens. I don't really have it today. Like, no, everybody's going to bring max effort. But you never know how somebody reacts emotionally when this happens so quick. Because yesterday, Bill Self was at the media availability and was talking about this press or this tournament this weekend, and then whatever happens last night or this morning, and Bill Self is at the University of Kansas Health System recovering from an illness, and he is doing well and receiving great treatment. I would expect the KU players to come out and, you know, the whole play hard, and they're going to go out there and play hard for Bill Self. I don't think they were going to play with no enthusiasm if Bill Self was there. But I talked about it with Texas Tech, and last night Texas Tech came out like, you know, gangbusters. It was awesome. And then they slowly just faded. And maybe that's just because West Virginia was a better team. But I always wonder, like, if there is something emotionally that's going on that's a little bit away from focusing on the game, that your mind is even just 10% somewhere else. As things start to slip away, are you able to grab the rope as strong as you would before? Mm-hmm. Or does that rope starts to slip because your mind might be somewhere else 5% more than it would have been if not? I have no idea what's going to happen today. Because, by the way, West Virginia is a good enough team to win today, even with Bill Self. And the way that Eric Stevenson is playing, he might be the best player on the court, the way that he plays sometimes, even with Jalen Wilson and Grady Dick, you know, out there. Stevenson has been amazing for West Virginia. And I don't know, did he get to 20 points last night? I don't remember. But he had or 23, had five straight games of 23 or more points and tied the West Virginia record for the most. And that is with the logo, Jerry West and everything. So he's been playing awesome basketball. So West Virginia is absolutely good enough to win today. So if KU loses, this is not that's what happens with Bill Self. I just don't know what the emotions will be, and it's hard to really give analysis or an assessment of this is what I think will happen in the game. These are the matchups, because I know that it'll be really tough for college kids to be completely, totally 100% focused, not knowing what's going on with their head coach who's in the hospital right now. It's different than, yeah, we know our head coach is going through a self-imposed suspension. He'll be back on, you know, November 25th or whatever it might be.
Yeah, and the idea of how is it going to affect these guys, and again, I'm now going to go back and extrapolate from four words in the press release,
yeah,
but the phrase self is doing well makes me think, I mean, and at this point, we're just going to have a new like cultural touchstone for various sports tragedies or near tragedies or whatever. Whenever we were having the conversations, even in the moment when DeMar Hamlin went down that Monday night game, it was, are they going to try to play again? They can't if they don't know what's going on. And there was really that feeling of like, hey, until we know what's going on here, it's going to be very, very hard for anyone to put this in the back of their mind and not be completely, you know, overwhelmed by what they just saw. This is obviously different in a lot of ways, but the similarity that kind of, I don't know, that sparks that for me is KU put out a statement with a positive tone at the end for a positive trend of where Bill Self is headed. I don't know that he's FaceTiming with the team before the game today or not. I don't know what doing well really translates to. None of us do at this point. But that little uptick of tone at the end makes me think that this certainly could lean in that direction of coaches in the hospital. We better not like make his day worse, you know? he better not be able to watch us from the hospital bed or whatever and have a worsened overall health experience because he's stressed out that we have let him down when we've been forced into action without him. And then obviously, again, this is a team that is not hearing a new voice for the first time, and it's at the end of the season.
That's
so
right.
Much of the time we talk about what Bill Self's real impact I think it's really about building from where you start your year to where you are by tournament time. And in some ways, this will be kind of an interesting test for this Kansas team. And I imagine that whenever he's well enough to be back, if it's coaching, if it's just talking to the guys, if it's just reviewing the film or whatever and sending back some notes, whatever that range of outcomes could be, I have a feeling that Bill Self will be able to look at what his team does without him and see the impact of what they've been working on over these last several months together.
Yeah, see, and I'm glad you went there because great, average, or insignificant minds all think alike. and that was going to be my next point in that it's different than the beginning of the season when they were going through practices and then you get out there and now it's trying to figure out roles, it's trying to figure out rotations, substitution patterns, guys on the court trying to figure out what they need to do. Coaches are trying to figure out what they have. Players are trying to figure those things out. You coach throughout the offseason, throughout the preseason, through the non-conference, through the conference, and you get to the tournament. Your coaching has taken hold.
Yep.
Like, these guys know what the expectation is, how they play, the defensive rotations, offensively, what you need to do, who's getting the ball late, inbounds plays. I'm assuming that if they need to run chop, they'll be able to run chop in a game without Bill Self on the sideline calling chop. So that's a really good point, that beginning of the season to now, you would hope, and Bill Self is one of, if not the best coaches in America, that over the course of the year, these guys and a number of that have been around for a while, DeJuan Harrison, Jalen Wilson, and KJ Adams, that have been around a while, they know what to do. They understand. They've been around Bill Self for a while. That this is one of those. It's not a, you know, it's not an autopilot,
right?
But Norm Roberts.
It's not a puppet show either.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. Yes, he's not out there pulling the strings. You know, he does. I mean, there are some things that you need to do and things like that, but decisions that would have to be made that can make a difference in a game because Bill Self is one of the best in America for a reason.
Right.
But part of being one of the best in America is having his team organized and disciplined and good enough game in and game out through the course of the season. What also makes him one of the best in America is being able to win individual games and what he can do there. And that's what'll a big question for today is a possession here or there. Coaches always feel like, could I have done something different? And I, working with Bob Valvano for 10 years, one of the lines that he always said, and I loved it, is he always said, you know, coaches believe that they're good coaches, but they know that it's a make or miss game. And he said a coach told him, you know, he had an inbounds play and they were down by two and they have a wide open three and a guy shoots it and he goes, am I a good coach or a bad coach? Good coach or bad coach? Because if you miss it, it's like, oh, lost that game.
Yep.
You lost that game.
Yep.
He makes it. What a great coach. Great inbounds play, open shot. Look at that. Knocked it down. Because it can come down to just something as simple as that. You did what you could do all through the season. You've done that. Your team is ready. They executed the play. Does the shot go in or not? See, to me, if you get an open shot, that's a good coach, whether it falls or not. But the point being, like, make or miss game is, am I a good coach or a bad coach? Because coaches feel like you lose a one-possession game, you could have done something different at any point throughout the game to make a difference there and how you didn't win that one. And certainly Bill Self would feel that. And that, to me, like the emotions, I believe the KU players will come out and play really good basketball. The strategy, the X's and O's late in the game, could that be lacking from Bill Self? Absolutely, because Norm Roberts is not Bill Self.
Bill Self out of timeout is like a thing. Like,
yes.
It's not just a trait. That is its own entity. Yes. It's like, oh, yeah, Bill Self. Oh, that's a little lob play out of the, okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, KU, free bucket. That's what it feels like.
Under
it
the basket.
Like out of a timeout, it's just 2 free points, and then they have to get the ball
back.
That's
exactly right. Under the basket, out of timeout, give KU 2.
Right. Just every time. Just if you could bet on that, hammer it. But and what will that look
Which
like?
Actually you can. So
right, if you can get that in real time, the live betting is really important. I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts
and
there.
It's difficult to do it with the basketball because everything's moving so fast.
Yeah,
yes.
The Wi-Fi in Allen Fieldhouse is very good. But apparently they're getting, I think that's a new addition in the next round of renovation. So that's unrelated, vaguely related today. But it'll help for your for trying to bet on KU to score out of timeout, which is really, I think, going to pay for your tickets probably. What's it going to look like without Bill Self out of timeout? Are there going to be, and this is going to be something to watch for today, and then maybe this is like too sportsy when we still don't fully know Bill Self's health, which is, again, you know, very, that's an eerie thing, but the final sign off from KU's statement seems good. So I don't feel too worried about kind of getting into the X's and O's, but like watch for that today. Is this going to seem like a KU team that's leaving any points on the board? Are there going to be any little breakdowns that you don't typically see? It's going to be weird though to look for it, because when you look for it, you're going to see it. And hey, let me just tell you something about college basketball. You will find breakdowns in all facets on all teams all the time, because basketball's hard.
Yes.
There's a lot going on, and other teams are trying too. But I'm really interested to see if exactly how this team comes out today. We're on the same page though that I think there's going to be a special energy for that group today, regardless of what the severity ends up being, because for Bill Self to not be here for the first game, at least the first game of the Big 12 tournament, you assume it's serious, because I do not think it is lip service when Bill Self talks about this conference, this tournament, playing it here in this city. It'll be a real bummer for him not to be on the sidelines.
Yeah, no doubt. The person who's missing it the most is Bill Self.
Got to be.
And especially going up against Bob Huggins, who he loves coaching against, who they're friends.
Great point.
Loves being around. So this is probably one that he you know, would definitely want to be out there for. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. I do want to hear from Bill Self. He talked with Todd Lebo yesterday and some media availability. Hear from Jerome Tang as well, talking yesterday with the media and Todd Lebo about K-State's trip here in Kansas City. And I do want to get into the meaning of this weekend, what it means for KU, what it means for K-State, especially as it relates to seeding, one of the things that Bill Self talked about yesterday. And for K-State, because they are trying to jockey for position to see where they're going to end up. Does KU end up right back here? Does KU end up in New York or in Louisville or Vegas, depending on what happens? Because you've got two teams that are near the top of the overall seed line in Houston and Kansas, that the closest destination is right here. Mm-hmm. If it was UCLA in Kansas and Alabama as the three schools, Kansas would be right here in Kansas City. But with it being Houston, it throws a wrench into the whole thing, and there's a lot on the line there for KU to be right back here. I think they're going to be in Des Moines. I think that's pretty much that. They're going to be in Des Moines, but a matter of if they're going to then head here to Kansas City, are they going to go to Louisville, are they going to go to New York, are they going to go to Vegas, where they're going to end up. We'll talk about that. Some other things as well as it relates to Kansas State. The SEC tournament going on today as well as it relates to the Missouri Tigers. Tennessee takes on Ole Miss at 2:30 on the SEC Network, and the winner of that gets Missouri tomorrow around 2:30. We will take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue rolling. We are hanging out at Rally House at P&L as, look, you know, Rally House, the premier destination to shop for your favorite team's gear this March. They've got jerseys, hats, windbreakers, tees, everything in between. Nowhere better to gear up this postseason than Rally House. And that deep postseason run, trust your gear experts at Rally House. Rallyhouse.com and all the Big 12 conference gear you're looking for right here at the Power and Light location, right next to the T-Mobile Center, right across Grand from the T-Mobile Center. And you can cross Grand today.
I did. You know what? I wore the same shoes just to be safe.
Yeah.
I know I could put about 5 more miles in these things.
There you go.
Have minimal like body breakdown for it. But I today was able to just. The only thing in my way, it was not barricades and officers of the law. It was just an ocean of Iowa State fans, and I drastically prefer an ocean of Iowa State fans over what happened to me at the parade.
Over the ocean of guardrails and police officers.
And concrete. Yeah, nothing but.
I was kind of hoping I would show up today and you would have like hiking boots and you would look like a Sherpa, just ready to go on like this 10-mile hike up and down Grand and here downtown.
I've actually been at Rally House since 4 a.m. I just was sleeping out front waiting for them to unlock it because I could not risk missing another hour and a half of this show due to a walk.
You snuck in yesterday and just laid behind some of the shirts so that when they locked the doors, you would just be here anyway when they unlocked it this
morning. They realized there was like what appeared to be kind of a cot of a bunch of these shirts that have been so carefully folded up, and I have apologized to the staff for causing extra work for them.
Luckily, they've got these memorabilia and team logoed air mattresses here, so that's great.
That was really, really helpful. I thought you were going to mention the little like T-shirt folder thing that they have.
Which is great.
Yeah, so here's what I'm thinking. Can I just buy one of those? Because I hate doing, not even just laundry, but I hate putting away clean clothes.
Yeah, but are you going to fold your shirts like that? You know, I worked at the Buckle for like a month.
I would learn. I was talking about Buckle. I was thinking about Buckle yesterday. You worked there for a month?
Yeah.
Not for you, retail?
Retail wasn't for me. The hours weren't for me.
Got it.
Being on my feet the whole time wasn't for me. Fighting over the commission and everything with other trying to push like jeans and shoes and telling everybody, oh, this looks amazing on you and you need this. Oh, you got to have the belt that goes along. What about this watch over there? Cool. I just made an extra $50. You got screwed because you're gonna pay for that later when you put all that stuff on a credit card.
But you know
where
that doesn't happen?
Where?
At Rally House.
What?
I'll tell you if it looks good or not. I will give you an honest judgment.
That's right.
I don't work here. I have no interest in you buying it or not buying it, right? Like, I know you're going to find something for you at Rally House. That's
right.
The easy thing. Like, no. That shirt's not for you. But have you seen that sweater over there? Because I've been doing that to myself since I sat down here today. And there is a sweater up over there that I'm going to try to make sure I leave here with. But I will need help getting it down because it's about 6 stories up. Because this is an awesome location.
And luckily, you brought your stuff to help get up there. You dressed like a Sherpa. We'll take a time out. We'll come back more zone.
Where's
next.
My pickaxe?
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
I'm just being a smartass.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Is the text line to be a part of the show. 913-912-4810. You know, the World Baseball Classic going on, the WBC. Italy beating Cuba. Italy now 1-0. Cuba 0-2. Pascantino this morning, 2-for-4 with a walk. Nicky Lopez, 2-for-5, 2 RBIs, a run scored. The Royals combined to go 4-for-9, 2 RBIs, a run scored, and a walk. So take that, Cuba. Huh?
I mean, look, a story old as time. The Royals are going to other countries and trying to take over. That's crazy.
Speaking of which, the Royals play Great Britain today. Do you know that?
Yeah, I did. I forgot about that until you said it just now. Now I'm really desperately trying to see if that gets weird in any way, shape, or form.
So you know who's pitching for the Royals today?
The Queen? King, I guess.
The one person you would want for the Royals to pitch against Great Britain today.
Man, I think Brady Singer would really have some extra fire.
No, it's just the Royals. It's not Team USA. The Royals are playing an exhibition against Great Britain.
Right. No, I know. I'm just kind of... Well, that's true. Yeah, good point. So... I'm guessing there's a good pun, but I haven't found it yet.
Zach Greinke. I want Zach Greinke to take on England. Zach Greinke to be pitching, and he is pitching for the Royals today. So the Royals playing Great Britain and Zach Greinke on the mound. I don't think there's a better pitcher to lead the charge against the Redcoaters today.
I think...
Because he'll let you know, hey, your flank over there is going to get you killed.
That's a good, all right? Okay, I see what you're saying now. It's like a master general, basically,
exactly.
On the hump.
There's no compliment sandwich with Zach Greinke.
No.
Hey, I feel like you can aim a little bit better.
Yeah.
But it is so good what you're doing. Also, You're getting everybody else out here killed. Okay, so
right.
Please be better.
So let's go ahead. And
yeah,
just,
no, Greinke will just let you know. Hey, no. Here's what we need to do right
just
now.
Like I'm here to declare my independence from this game.
That's right.
With like six straight strikeouts.
Uh huh. And so Trace Thompson in the lineup today. So Greinke will be going up against a major leaguer in left field for Great Britain in Trace Thompson. I did find out I had to do a little history lesson because I'm not smart. We talked about how Trace Thompson was playing for Great Britain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, was Michael Thompson born in England? No, he was born in the Bahamas, which is still under the British monarchy.
Right.
So, therefore, Trace Thompson is.
Oh, is that really what the
– Yeah.
Because I at some point mentioned yesterday that he was born in the Bahamas. You mentioned that, you know, hey, look, a lot of colonialism and all that. So, wow, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that would just fully count.
I had no idea either. So, there you go.
Could American players also play for Great Britain and just like – maybe if they were born in one of the original colonies, you know?
I'm assuming one of my ancestors is from Europe.
If you were born in the New England area, you should be able to play for Great Britain. That would be my take. Like,
if you're from Jersey or Rhode Island or
Philadelphia, like hello.
Yeah, I can play for Great Britain. I'm good enough.
If you're born in Colorado, it doesn't count.
And I just love that if you've got like a vowel at the end of your name, you can play for Italy.
Ooh, hey, you know, I gotta get my like ancestry.com thing figured out because, well, I mean, most Briscoes have two vowels at the end of their names. Now, of course, we don't acknowledge the ones that include the E because
weird.
They are that's the black sheep of the Briscoe clan. It's definitely not us. We're definitely not the ones that spelled it wrong. No shot. Ignore all of history.
All right, so we are hanging out at Rally House Power and Light District today until 12:30. That's when the KU Radio Network will take over as they get ready for West Virginia today. Rally House, the premier destination to shop for your favorite team's gear this March. And if you're gearing up for the deep postseason run, trust your gear experts at Rally House, rallyhouse.com. Thousands of styles to choose from. They've got everything and windbreakers, tees, and all the little knickknacks and hats and sweaters and jerseys and everything, including the stuff for the Big 12 tournament, Big 12 conference gear. You'll be looking for that here at the Power and Light location right by the T-Mobile Center. Also passing along the news, if you had not heard, Bill Self will not be coaching today for Kansas. They released a statement to the university. Kansas men's basketball coach Bill Self will miss today's Big 12 tournament game as he recovers from an illness. Assistant coach Norm Roberts will serve as the acting head coach. Self is doing well and receiving great care at the University of Kansas Health System. Gave our thoughts on that in the first part of the show. I do want to hear from the head coaches of KU and K-State as we look at kind of what this weekend means for both of these local schools. Let's play, Beards, let's play Bill Self with Todd Lebo's question is included in this about what winning the next 3 days would mean for him and this program.
Coach, this looks like the best field maybe we've seen in a tournament like this. Would it mean more to beat this field this year with the depth of it?
I'll be honest with you. It's meant more to beat this field with the depth of it winning a regular season because that, to me, is the true test, even though three games is important in 3 days, but it's not near as important as, you know, what you do over a course of two-plus months. But to answer your question, yes, it would, because it meant more during the regular season. It probably meant more in the postseason because the field is so stacked.
It's an interesting point that, you know, you can win three games in 3 days, and that means a lot. But over the course of 18 games, when there's no real off night, to win the league outright. And, you know, Matt Tate brought up an interesting point on Monday and said, you know what, it's almost right that KU lost to Texas. He said, because, you know, if they beat Texas, they win the league by three games. And this league wasn't a league that a team should win by three games. You know, this was a one game here or there league. So he's like, it's almost right that they lost to Texas because, you know, it would have been a huge feather in the cap of KU to say, you know, this conference KU won by three games. That's not the case, but a good point by Bill Self. And yeah, it's going to be tough this weekend, but is it more rewarding to take home the regular season title of 18 games over the course of, you know, 2 months and a week or so? What's more important? What's more meaningful? What do you take more satisfaction from? And I certainly would take satisfaction from the regular season. Yeah. Unless I'm in a one-bid league, then that doesn't matter.
Right, sure. But when your tournament fate is decided by making sure that you get survive your regular season, as obviously is certainly the case of the Big 12, uh-huh. about six spots over at least, we think, right? But I think in the regular season, that's the way that you determine the best teams, right? Tournaments and playoffs, generally speaking, throw in a little bit of randomness because that makes it more fun. Mm-hmm. Like if every NCAA tournament game, if we only if it was a 16-team tournament, but everything's a series of three game sets, you know, you're gonna get better teams winning those games more often. You don't get huge upsets in the NBA Finals or throughout the NBA playoffs all that often.
Is that why they went to seven games instead of five? They didn't want the Sonics losing to the Nuggets anymore?
Right. I mean, that is really
the case.
Shane will tell you. So I think that there is an element there of, look, the marathon of a regular season with no freebies ever. There is no off night in the Big 12. Winning the conference and going through that gauntlet is definitely a better reflection of who you are as a team than winning the tournament.
Yeah.
But tournaments are fun to win.
They really are.
Cutting down nets is cool.
Yep. And so we'll see what happens this week. And let's hear from Jerome Tang, if we can. I believe Lebo's question is in this as well. Just the same thing about for K-State and Jerome Tang winning the tournament this weekend.
This field, this week, in this tournament, looks like maybe one of the deepest fields we've ever seen in this tournament. You've been to a lot of these tournaments. What would it mean to come out on top of this group of teams?
You had three really good days. And, these games are going to be so physical, and everybody knows each other so well. You know, your best players got to play their best right now, and, you know, you got to get a little lucky, too, so...
It's a tough tournament to win, obviously, right? You were at Baylor for a long time, trying to break from this. K-State hasn't won a postseason tournament since 1980. Would this mean, like, more to the Cat fans than maybe some of these others who have won it more?
I don't know. I can't speak for all the Cat fans. I know we've played at Baylor in the championship game three times. All three times we played a Northern team. They had a home court advantage, you know, and you felt it. You know, and didn't win any of those three games. And so if we're blessed enough to be in that championship game, I don't think the opposing team will have a home court advantage. And so looking forward to that if that happens.
I believe they may or may not have lost multiple times to Missouri in the Big 12. I don't know. I don't know if it's talking about Baylor that loss. I just know that they did lose to Missouri a couple times in that championship with those northern teams. But he's right. With, coaching for K-State, there won't be a home court advantage where you show up and you've got a group of fans and the arena's filled with the other fans. Right. If it's KU K-State, it's going to be an amazing atmosphere, but it's not going to be a home court advantage where it's just going to be all KU fans in there. K-State fans will be in that damn building too. From that standpoint, obviously, it's a good point from Jerome Tang, but yes, it would definitely mean more to K-State fans to win the tournament than some of the other schools that have already won the tournament. I mean, Iowa State's got some titles. Kansas has a lot of Big 12 championships. Texas, Baylor, you know, they've won these things. Kansas State has never won the Big 12 tournament. And back to 1980 when they last won a postseason tournament in conference. So it would be humongous for K-State to find a way to win three games this weekend. And they've got a really tough matchup coming up tonight. And I know Eddie Lampkin is not there. And there are some things going around on the interwebs about mm-hmm. Eddie Lampkin and TCU and Jamie Dixon that are pretty scathing. So who knows what's going to happen with TCU. But at DraftKings right now, K-State and TCU have the same exact odds to win the Big 12. It's KU, Texas, Baylor, TCU, K-State tied. That's what, you know, the Vegas odds makers think of tonight's game. And K-State is still the underdog tonight, still a 2-point dog in tonight's game. I like them to win outright. I will take them money line, which I did, but they're still a 2-point dog. But obviously it's a big weekend for both of these schools, and it means a lot for both of these schools because there is still seeding and destinations and where they will be playing their basketball all on the line. In a strange occurrence, there is a world in which KU plays elsewhere and K-State plays here at T-Mobile, depending on how the one seeds and the two seeds shake out. Like, if K-State wins this thing, they would beat Texas, and let's say they beat Kansas as well. Mm-hmm. And maybe they move up all the way to the top number two. And Alabama or Houston gets the Midwest. K-State as the top two seed would get the Midwest as well, and they'd be playing here. That'd just be an interesting little little change, but there's so much that can be earned this weekend here at T-Mobile. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue rolling. We are hanging out at Rally House, Power and Light Rally House, where they are getting you geared up and ready to go for the Big 12 tournament. Big 12 fans and the gear that's here, certainly the local schools as well, and the Chiefs and Royals and Sporting and everything else. It's here at Rally House across the city, but getting ready for the Big 12 here today. We are at the Power and Light location, Rally House. We take a timeout. We come back. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
The other part of that is that I completely forgot what the second part of that was.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Hanging out on a Thursday edition of The Zone. We head up until 12:30 because the KU Radio Network pregame starts at 12:30. They get ready for West Virginia today at the T-Mobile Center in the Big 12 tournament. Live coverage of the Big 12 tournament brought to you by Barstool Sportsbook, Inside Hollywood Casino, Greenlight Dispensary, J. Rieger & Company, CBD American Shaman, and Miller Lite. We are at Rally House today, Power and Light, the destination to shop for all of your favorite team's gear this March. Jerseys, hats, windbreakers, sweaters, tees, everything in between. You can get it right here at Rally House. Thousands of styles to choose from as well when you step into your local Rally House, or you can shop online, rallyhouse.com. Getting ready for the Big 12 tournament, it's right here at Rally House. We'll be here till 12:30. Matt Lane will be our guest coming up at 11 o'clock. Still passing along the information as it relates to KU and Bill Self, as you heard earlier today on Sports Radio 810 WHB with Stephen and Nate, reporting that KU men's basketball coach Bill Self will be missing the Big 12 tournament game today as he recovers from an illness. Assistant coach Norm Roberts will serve as the acting head coach. The KU statement saying that Bill Self recovering from an illness, quote, Self is doing well and receiving great care at the University of Kansas Health System, so he will not coach today. Norm Roberts will be coaching for KU today, and we'll see how that impacts the KU Jayhawks getting ready for West Virginia around 2, 2.30, 2.15, 2.05, 2.10. We'll see when that happens. So there's the news to pass along as that's been going on since about 9.15 or so when Stephen and Nate broke the news. So 913-912-4810 is the text line again. Our location, Power and Light District, the Rally House location right across from Grand, from the T-Mobile Center, right across Grand from the T-Mobile Center. We'll be here until 12:30. We will talk some NFL football with Matt Lane, KC Sports Network, KC Laboratory Podcast. Josh mentioned his dream scenario of Braxton Berrios being released and then the Chiefs going out and making that their big free agent signing,
well,
the big splash.
More or less.
Adam Thielen has been released by the Minnesota Vikings.
A real possibility.
That's a name that's
days.
Been talked about.
A real possibility.
Yes, absolutely. Adam Tahayelin is now available. We'll talk with Matt Lane, KC Sports Network, KC Laboratory Podcast, coming up next.